Welcome to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber. On this week's episode, we visit with Seth Moss, the Executive Director of Five Star Life. Seth will explain to us exactly what Five Star Life is and how it is positively impacting the youth of today. We will also chat about the challenges of running a nonprofit in these ever-changing times and how Seth overcomes these challenges, how he handles not only the pressure of running a business, but the added pressure of running one that is predominantly reliant on outside funding. Now here are your hosts, Chamber President and CEO, Jeff Ray, and Director of Member Relations, Mark McGill.
And welcome to the Behind the Region podcast. Jeff Ray, this boat keeps on going straight, and things are happening. People are listening.
Yeah, it's exciting to be in this studio with folks. And thanks, Mark, for agreeing to continue to help do this. I think I'd be lost without you here. You're the brains of this.
Remember that.
The brains of the outfit here. But no, we're glad to have you. And you know, we've been able to bring some terrific guests in, and we're trying to hit all industry, all segments, all types of business and such. And we've got a dynamic leader who's not a stranger to most of us, but a chance to tell his story and listen a little bit more today, Seth Moss. And Seth is the head of Five Star Life. And so, Seth, welcome. We're glad to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
Yeah, you know, you've been a great friend to both of us for many, many years, and Five Star is doing some phenomenal work in the community. And so we're thrilled to just help our audience understand that story a little bit more and such. And then your story as well, too, as the leader. You know, we've had a chance to just meet so many phenomenal leaders and talk to them and hear some words of wisdom from them. So thanks for being willing to share your wisdom with us today.
I don't know about the wisdom. So I work with kids. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that makes me very special, however you want to take that.
There you go. I love it. So good. Well, Seth, let's start a little bit just at a high level. So folks who don't know anything about Five Star Life, tell us about what it is.
So in a nutshell, we say it this way. We're on a mission to change the face of culture. And you look at, you know, culture in our society today, it's just so toxic on so many levels. And especially when you look at youth culture and look at the society that our kids are being raised in. I mean, I have conversation with my peers all the time. Who would, if they could sign up to be in any generation, be raised in any generation in history, who would want to be born right now in this culture?
Yeah.
And everybody I talk to says, no, thank you. With all of the pressures, and you look at everything from education to politics to entertainment, and you look at everything with, you know, it's crazy. And so kids are being raised in the most challenging era in history. And so our whole mission is to change the face of culture by targeting kids' operating system, their mindset. And so kids are slipping through the cracks. There's so much data about this. And we came across data, you know, this is our 19th year as an organization, that said, you know, 7,000 kids are dropping out of school every single school day in America. And I always give people a visual because that number just goes right over our heads. That, you know, the visual is you put a student at a school desk, and then you start lining up kids in school desks, and then you start stacking those kids in school desks until you reach the height and the width of the Empire State Building. And now you do that 12 times. So when you look at culture and you look at what like I have a son that works retail. He's going to school and working retail. And he came home last night and he said, Dad, guess how many thefts we had last night? I said, how many? Three, four, seven. Seven people came in with the intent of stealing, walking out the door. And so from every perspective of culture, it's so toxic. And so we want to change it. And it starts by targeting kids' operating system, their mindsets, their value system, their belief system. And why would someone say, I'm going to go steal, and that's going to be the way I make my livelihood? You have to have a jacked up mindset to do that. That's what we're targeting.
Right. How do you do that?
So, you know, that's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I mean, right?
So, you know, 19 years ago when we started, there are so many great nonprofits in this region already. And we didn't want to just start a nonprofit. But what we did is we looked at research and we said, okay, so if 7,000 kids are dropping out of school, and you look at even as cult, I mean, the world has changed, what, 15, 20 times in the last 19 years?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's moving so fast. And so, you know, we looked at, okay, if 7,000 kids dropping out, what is at the root of that dropout statistic? And we began to talk to educators, business leaders, parents, clergy, all kinds of people. And every person we asked, when you asked what the root issue is, gave a different answer. Well, 7,000 kids dropping out. Well, first of all, most people didn't even know that was happening. But then they would speculate and say, well, schools need better facilities. Bill Gates put $5 billion into infrastructure and technology because education said, we need your help. And 10 years later, there's an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, and he said, the biggest regret I have financially is investing in technology for education. It was the worst ROI ever. So that's his perspective. So you look at all these different factors, and kids are slipping through the cracks. And it goes back to, there's a little bit of research out of California 19 years ago that we looked at, because you got business people saying, you know what, I could turn this thing around. It's really politicians' fault, and it's educators' fault, and it's teachers' unions and all those things. And all those things are pieces for sure. But there's one piece of research out of California at the time that said, if you want to move the needle in a kid's life, you have to target their operating system. Forget Band-Aids. Yes, school technology might help certain kids if they're applying themselves. Newer facilities may be beneficial. Better training for teachers, maybe. Like, all those things are factors for sure. But the core of it, every single kid as an individual, if their operating system, if their mindset is jacked up, it doesn't matter. You can put them in the Taj Mahal and they're not going to learn.
So you're compelled then with this vision of sort of helping folks, and so now you got to launch something new here in our marketplace, and so just give us a feel for those early days. How does a guy start this up, right? Like, start from scratch, and then over 19 years sort of build this phenomenal reputation, and so take us a little through that journey.
Well, I told my wife, I was raised in the Saginaw Bay of Michigan, and I was a basketball coach, and I was working with kids there as youth director of a community center, and I loved every minute of it, but we relocated because I felt this calling, like, there's something more for me. Every city I'd travel to, I'd see kids on the streets, and I'd think, do they have any idea how valuable they are? Do they have any idea what skill sets they are, and who is showing them the way? And so I told my wife, we need to take 6 months to a year just to research and dream and pray. And I think what's going to unfold is what the next 50, 60 years of our lives looks like. And so relocated to Indiana, to Elkhart, Indiana at the time, because my parents had just relocated. And it was me and my brother that were piloting kind of the concept of what is today Five Star. And we met some like-minded people, Jim and Mia Schaefer, who became the co-founders of Five Star Life. And it's amazing how you can have an idea of, okay, I want to impact kids. And I had some ideas about that. But then you have this whole, how do you make it work financially on the business side of it? Right. And so it was that group of people that came together. And we were so like-minded, so unified, that we want to go after the fatherless, those who have no clue who they are, where they're going. We want to show them the way. And that's where it was birthed. That was the kind of the point of traction, where we're like, okay, we've got the right people in the room. Let's do this.
Right. And so over this journey then, so you know, now it's grown significantly. It's 19 years later. Talk to us a little bit about just where you're at, you know, how many schools, what ages you serve, some of that. Give us a feel for some of those things.
Yeah, so we started with about 40 kids in one school, and it has now grown to, last year we reached about 27,000 kids a week through our after-school programs, through our video curriculum, and then through programs. So we started with schools, and then it grew to, and it's always after school. Mm-hmm. Then we started developing programs that would actually operate and happen during the school day. Our Five Star Life video curriculum, which, you know, you think about impact and influence. When we can start training teachers, start implementing our curriculum, and they're with kids 5 days a week, that, like, your impact goes deeper, right? So we then acquired 10 years ago a 350-acre facility that allows us to work with kids year-round. So we have programs year-round all summer long. So it's now it's a 12-month program. And about 6 years ago, we added sports. So, you know, the core of our curriculum is targeting their mindset. It's their value system. So it's based on five core values. So respect, treating others the way you want to be treated. Responsibility, taking ownership of your past choices, your current reality, your future dreams. Integrity, who you are when nobody's looking. The real you. Sacrifice, like giving up something now for something better later on, or giving up something I want to do just to serve somebody else, help them win. And then courage, which we just define as like having the strength to do what's right rather than what's popular or comfortable. So all of our curriculum is based on those five things. And so when you can start to teach kids who are struggling, they're struggling. Why? Because they don't respect themselves. They don't have to respect others. They have no integrity. Like all these things are the foundation, like the building blocks of business, of family, and of relationships. The core things. So we added basketball to this in five-star sports. Now we have about 30, last year we had 30 travel basketball teams that anything from kind of kids that are just, they want to play really competitively to kids that are, their goal is to play, you know, in college or at the NBA. And so we play at the highest level, and we have a contract with Adidas, so we're in a shoot circuit. So that's a big deal. And then a few years ago, we just started working with detention centers in probation groups. And so we're literally, and then we started early learning center 2 years ago. So we're K through 12 now.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, and you and I have done a lot of work together over the years in my radio days, and to watch it grow and be a small part of the growth. I mean, I remember back when we began doing the Five Star Life Radiothons, and I knew nothing about it. And again, just a handful of kids in. You were trying to get into schools, and schools weren't even picking up the phone, and they would tell you no. And now you've got, I would imagine, a waiting list, and schools are trying to come on, and you need more coaches. And it's just been amazing to watch the growth that you have had over the years, and the good work that you do over the 19 years. You mentioned society has changed, culture has changed. You know, it'd be tough growing up to be a kid these days. How has the curriculum changed? I mean, that's one of the interesting things, because as we talk, you know, you're a nonprofit, but you're a business. Businesses have to pivot. They have to, you know, and I don't know that any business has had to pivot more regularly and probably drastically than Five Star Life dealing with kids in the culture today.
Man, so you know, it's so interesting. I think that COVID had a major impact on our growth. So, and I've heard that from so many business leaders, I'm sure, that have been on your show, that have said, man, COVID was a catalyst for a lot of innovation, a lot of change. And, you know, we were at a point where, you know, and Mark, you're very familiar with this, our flagship program was our after-school programs that were in whatever, you know, 15 to 18 schools locally. And when COVID hit, it really put the brakes on everything we did. So we were no longer able to go into work with kids. And so we already had the technology, and we had this video curriculum program that we had started. But when school shut down, we just, like a light switch, flipped really quick and started marketing to schools. And so we went from, you know, whatever, 18 schools and community partners to, we now had, I think last year it was close to 80 and growing. And it's because we now have something that's very scalable. We have a technology that schools are saying, man, we can take this into our school building and implement it, you know, as much as we want during the school day, which is a game changer. So it allows us to scale and impact kids at a greater level and get into different areas and serve other nonprofit groups.
Right. So let's talk for a second just in this nonprofit piece. And obviously, when we look at our chamber membership, a lot of nonprofits, a lot of businesses, but, and you sort of wear both hats a little bit, right? You're the business leader of a pretty large organization here. Nonprofit is your tax status, can't necessarily be your philosophy for doing business because you want this model to sustain or whatever. So give us the business perspective a little bit of sort of running a successful nonprofit now for over 19 years.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that a lot of people don't think about is that there has to be significant revenue to take any business that goes, you know, starts with 50 clients and goes to 27,000 clients a week, mm-hmm. right? That there's funding that has to right. be there to make that happen. And so, you know, revenue-wise, we try to have a balanced approach. And this is why we've been able to grow and are growing, not just here in Michiana, but also we're in schools from Michigan to Florida. We're not nationwide yet, but that's our goal because we want to change culture in this nation. And if it works here, it can work anywhere. And even financially, because it's not like we had a billionaire or an endowment that led this. So we started very humbly. It was bootstrapping. It was hard work, and it was people like Mark and groups like that did radiothons for us and that got people to give, you know, $18 a month. Mm-hmm. And so we had this financial model where we wanted individual donors to have an opportunity to participate and be part of the mission. So if you have a heart for kids, here's a simple way. We wanted businesses to have an opportunity to be corporate sponsors or corporate donors. And then we also write a lot of grants. So we have funding there. And then we also have a fee for school partners, right? It's so important that they have skin in the game. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of have this four different segments that creates this balanced stool approach where if one person pull, it's not going to take us out. And I think that's been a really solid strategy that's allowed us to every year for going on 19 years, except for 2 years, do we grow?
So let's talk about this this journey over this 19 years. Many of these kids that you're able to influence at a very young age have gone on to do some great things. And at the same time, I guess there's some things you would hope to accomplish that you haven't yet. So just give us that maybe some success and some work in progress that you'd like to keep chipping away at.
There is always so much work to be done because as long as there's kids being shot or shooting people, as long as there's kids dropping out, we have more work to do. So the first school district we started with in Michiana was Elkhart Community Schools. And when we started there, they were in the 60th percentile graduation rate, Elkhart Community Schools. They are now in the 90th percentile. And gosh, this is now 6 years ago. But the former superintendent sat in a room with a bunch of our donors and said, you know, when Five Star started, here's where we were with Five Star support. I mean, this is a game changer, right? And so you have kind of those macro stories that are huge, and you have things like schools seeing a major turnaround in like schools that are saying, man, 80% of our kids raise their GPA because of Five Star by doing video curriculum. Or, you know, we've decreased our discipline issues by 45% with Five Star Life. There's those stars. Or most recently, with we have the SNAP program in a partnership with South Bend PD, the South Bend City, and the JJC, where in WSBT just did an awesome two-piece story on this. We have a SNAP program that is a diversion program. So when kids get into trouble, if it's serious trouble, they're going to JJC. If it's minor trouble, intake is so overwhelmed that they don't have enough programs to even process those kids. So they said, would Five Star Life be willing to start a diversion program? Because we know there's a percentage of these kids that will graduate their offenses and end up in the system. So in the last year and a half since we started that program, 87% of those kids have successfully avoided the system. That's huge.
Yeah, right.
So that has gotten legislative support, and so now legislation is on board for us to scale that program. So now we're looking for more people, more volunteers to grow that program. The caveat, it's for kids and their parents. So those are just some macro stories, and then you have like, I could talk all day about just individual kids. You know, you think about, here's an example from this past week. Here's a student, I won't give her name, but she comes into our program, and she comes in looking at her feet with low self-esteem. She won't engage. She feels this big about herself, and in the matter of 3 weeks, she makes her goal. She said, one of the visions I have for my life is I don't want to be shy. I want to be a good student. I want to succeed in life. I don't want to be shy. Now think about this. This is a simple thing, right? But it's huge to her. And so she makes her vision that I want to be more social, more outgoing. Well, guess what? She starts taking intentional steps. And the first one is, I'm going to engage, I'm going to make eye contact, and I'm going to speak up in this next discussion, next group discussion. And she does that consistently. Now, she's holding her head high, she's got her chest out, and she's making eye contact, and she's speaking in public. She's getting confidence, and she's changing her whole trajectory. Mm-hmm. So it's like very simple. You know, I have stories like that from, grades to behavior, all those things.
Back to the business side of it for a minute. We talk to business owners all the time, and we say, what's your biggest challenge? What keeps you up at night? And they'll say that they have the responsibility of their employees. They feel the burden and the responsibility of their employees and their families. And so you have employees that you're responsible for as the head of this business, but you also have the responsibility of all your kids and all the kids' families. I mean, I would imagine that's pretty taxing, first off. Second of all, a good portion of you being able to sustain this business are donations, times are tough. What's the first place that people, if you're trying to feed your family, you may not be able to give as much this year, All of that goes into what you have to deal with every single day as the business leader. Talk about that for a minute. That's got to be a big amount of pressure.
You know what? It's so interesting because, what we're teaching kids is to change their mindset. I think you can't be feeding this to kids but not be taking it yourself, not be taking your own medicine. And so the way I look at that personally is, this is way bigger than me. It's been way bigger than me from the onset. And so that isn't an excuse to not take responsibility, but that relieves the pressure of all I have to do today, what I focus on is being great today. So it's constantly getting up, like every day I start my day and I look at my vision, where I want to be in a year, where I want to be in 5 years. Like I'm looking at that every morning and I'm embracing that and I can see it. But then I'm looking at today in the moment, where do I have to be great? I'm going to win today. And if I can focus on being great today, it just takes care of itself. And it's a way I don't let all the pressure of the future invade me being great today. Like right now, I'm fully present with you both. I'm not thinking about payroll. I'm not thinking about this or that. Otherwise, I'd be no good for this. Yep. And I think that's one of the keys. The other big key, like practically, is we have an incredible team. Like we have an incredible executive team. We have an incredible board. And we have people in place that allow me to actually lead. And we have people that are doing so much heavy lifting that I don't feel all of it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. That's like legitimately. Like I'm the face. I'm the voice. I'm the leader of Five Star. But there are people that are carrying the weight around me in a massive way.
That's great. No, I would just say, as we start to wrap up our time here, we're sitting with Seth Moss, the head of Five Star Life. And Seth, we're grateful for so much of what you shared today. Just for maybe for a parent who's unfamiliar, for a donor who hasn't thought about giving in the past, give kind of the last 30-second why they should think about plugging in at Five Star.
Just look at culture. And you can do one of two things. You can throw up your hands in the air and say there's nothing we can do. You can complain about it. You can point fingers at what's wrong. Or you can jump in the river and say, I'm going to be a part of the change. We have a solution. It's Five Star Life.
How do you find out more information about all that you do? But where does somebody go to figure out what's going on?
Go to fivestarlife.org. And, we have a podcast and a YouTube show that's a great place for being informed with what we do.
Seth, thank you so much for joining us. And more importantly, thanks for the great leadership you provide in our community every day. You are truly making a difference. We're grateful for your work.
Thank you very much. It's my honor.
Seth Moss, Five Star Life.
Since we chatted with Seth a few weeks ago, Five Star Life faced a setback after a fire broke out at its innovative learning campus in Southwest Michigan. Despite the setback, the organization remains committed to the thousands of children it serves throughout the community. For more information on how you can help, please visit fivestarlife.org. Thank you for listening to the Behind the Region podcast from the South Bend Regional Chamber. For more information on the South Bend Regional Chamber or to become a chamber member, please visit our website at sbrchamber.com.